Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there, don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. That was the voice of Pastor Shirley Caesar singing Armor of God. I hope you were blessed by that beautiful song. Amen. You're welcome back to the seventh day in the month of April 2024. Here's God's word to us today. How to apply your spiritual weapons, part one, the belt of truth. Our opening scriptures from Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We are grateful for a beautiful morning, a glorious Sunday morning that you have brought us into. We thank you for health and strength and for your goodness to us. We receive your word today with grateful hearts, and we ask that you bless your word in our hearts today with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Armor is described as a covering used to protect a living or non-living object from injury or damage. Just as physical armor helps to protect an individual or a thing from injury or damage, spiritual armor is a covering that protects a believer from spiritual injury or damage that may eventually manifest in the physical. In the next few days, we shall revisit the how in our application of the individual armor of God as presented in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 down to verses 18. The armor of God is a metaphor used by Paul to remind Christians about the reality of unseen spiritual battles and the protection available in Christ Jesus. The full armor of God that every believer is called to put on comprises of the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. In today's devotional, we will try to explain the significance of the belt of truth and its application.
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14, the A part, Paul admonished, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." Loins, as used in the KJV rendering of the above scripture, is an uncommon word in modern language. It refers to the waist or the lower back, which includes the crotch area. The waist region is what provides balance for the whole body and therefore must be properly girded to secure stability for the body structure. In Bible days, men wore long robes that could get in the way of fighting if left to drape. So they would wrap up the long draping material around their waist to allow for ease of movement and protection of the crotch area. This is what Paul meant by girding up one's loins with truth. In dressing for battle, every other piece of the armor is attached to the belt around the waist. This means that understanding the truth is a foundation of victory in every battle, and hence you must face the battles of life with your understanding of the truth. What is truth? In John chapter 17, verse 17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." The word of God is truth, and anything short of it is a lie. For example, the truth that is that God wants you to live in health. However, if you approach the battle of your health and with uncertainty about God's true disposition towards your healing and health, then you'll not win the battle over sickness and disease, because you may easily get discouraged and back down if you don't seem to see the desired results after praying for healing for a few days or weeks. An extended implication of having your loins girded about with truth is that the stability of a person's life is mostly hinged on their understanding and application of God's truth concerning their sexuality. For example, the Word of God does not only condemn sex outside of the marriage union, but it also condemns homosexuality, lesbianism, bestiality, and all forms of sexual perverseness. Beloved, as a believer who desires to have a stable life and work in continuous dominion, you must be sexually disciplined. Therefore, belt yourself up with God's word, and everything else will find its place fittingly within it. Depend on God's word and always use it as a template to guide your words, your actions, and your prayers. When your life and prayers are founded on the truth of God's word, you are bound to win always. Shalom. Amen. Let us pray. Say after me, believers. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for always making your word accessible to me. Please help me to understand and continually apply the truth of your word in my life, so that I may walk in unnegotiated dominion in this world. In Jesus' name, and all God's children say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Port Harcourt, River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below.
We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is JJ Hurston featuring Timothy Reddick singing, You Get the Glory. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifone. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Somebody lift it up. We want you to be glorified. What I do, God, and what I say, God, is. I just want to say thank you. You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get the praise.
You get the praise.
Take all of the honor.
You take the honor.
I want to say thank you.
Thanks.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get all of the praise, God.
You get the praise.
It all belongs to you.
You take the honor.
I just want to say thank you.
Thanks.
loud as you can. Give me all you got. In my ear. Be glorified. That's it. Be glorified. Here's my life. Be lifted high. Be lifted high. Here's my life, God. Here's my life. Be lifted high. Everything that I do, God. One more. Here's my life. Be magnified. Be magnified. All you've got now.
Be magnified.
Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be